Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be in the house of the Lord. Glad to hear the songs of Zion, to be encouraged.
Yes.
To hear how God is worthy to be trusted.
Amen.
To be believed in, to be worshiped. God is all of that and more.
Amen.
And so we're glad about that right now, today, this morning. I want to look into the Word of God this morning, but before I do that, I want to ask for your prayers, because, of course, God has a will and a purpose, but the enemy, he also wants to hinder and cause harm to the Word of God. And so we're asking for your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. I want to give you an encouragement or a pep talk this morning, something to help you along the way, keep you going on by the grace and help of God. Our text will be found in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Our title of this discourse would be Steadfast and Unmovable.
Amen.
All right, steadfast and unmovable. Somebody go to 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 58. If you beat me there, go ahead and read that for us this morning, would you please? All right, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God this morning. The Lord is wanting us to go on for Him, to make a decision to live for Him, and then continue on in that decision. We had a message not too long ago about our anchor and what our foundation is. But in this reading that we're reading this morning, it's instructing us to be steadfast and unmovable. Steadfast means to be resolutely resolved, dutifully firm and unwavering. And so what we're dealing with in this life is the enemy of all souls coming against us, trying to shake us, trying to move us, trying to cause us to get weak. But we are able, by the grace and help of God, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. If we know where our strength lies, then we'll know how to be strong, how to be steadfast, how to be unwavering, how to be unmovable by the grace and help of God. I want to encourage you this morning to keep going on for the Lord. If you haven't been going on for the Lord just yet, it's a good idea to stake your claim upon your salvation, stake your claim upon eternal life, get your ticket into the great heaven that God has for us. May God help us this morning. Unwavering means continuing in a strong and steady way, constant. It also means to be steadfast. Unmovable is very simple. It's just not able to be moved. You know, the enemy likes to come against us, and what he likes to do by degree is come against us and bit by bit and little by little get us to move off of what we know is the truth, what we know is right. But the Bible says to be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And so we don't have to be shaken up by the things that we see, by the things that we experience, by the difficulties and the circumstances of life. We can keep going on for the Lord and know that God's way is best, and that the Word of God is true, and we can stand on it by the grace and help of God this morning. Somebody go with me to 1 Peter and read verse number 1. We're not going to get too far from 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, but we want to read a few other scriptures in conjunction with what we've already read this morning. Again, pray for us. Enemy doesn't want us to get this out, but God's got our help for us. He's our very present help in trouble, so we know that we're in good hands. May God help us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 1. What does it read? All right. All right.
Arm yourself likewise with the same mind.
All right.
He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
All right, and so it says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, I want you to take special notice to what is being said right after this. It says, arm yourselves with the mind to suffer. Yeah. All right, arm yourself with a mind to suffer. We know that the weapons that of our warfare is not carnal, right? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. All right, and so what this scripture is telling us this morning is to change your mind about the things that you're going to have to go through. All right, it's saying here that Jesus suffered, and so we as followers of Christ, we're going to have to suffer as well. All right, and so what the key is to allow our minds to get to a place where we're willing to suffer. We're not upset that we have to go through these trials and these tests and these difficulties of life. But our mind is armed with the reality and the understanding that, Lord, you suffered, and so I'm willing to suffer too. May God help us this morning. Christ went through something in order to get this great salvation to us. And so we're going to have to go through something so that we can be the light and be the example that he wants us to be. So that we can lift him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. If we're not willing to go through nothing, then how in the world is somebody else going to see Christ in you and in me? When we're going through something, the difficulties of life, what that means is when I go through on God's terms, then they can see Christ in me, because Christ comes out when somebody comes against me. Christ is on display when I'm mistreated, when I'm downcast and downtrodden. Christ is what shows. But if I, like everyone else, I come out, I defend myself, I show them a piece of my mind or whatever it might be, then they're not seeing Christ, you understand? Yeah. And so our minds have to change. It has to split. It has to come to the understanding that there's going to be some suffering along this way. Right. May God help us. But you know, God is, he's faithful, is he not? Yeah. He said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Yeah. And so what he does is he yokes himself with us. And we go through these difficulties and these tests and trials of life. He's right there with us. He comforts us. He lifts us up and he helps us along the way. So we're encouraged to know that we can arm ourselves with this mind and then go through our difficulties by the grace and help of God with Christ on display. And God can get the glory and his name can be lifted up and souls can be saved and they can be blessed. May God help us this morning. God is calling for you and I to be resolved to go on for the Lord. Yes. All right, we've already made a decision to do it, and now we got to stick with that decision by the grace and help of God. I want to encourage you this morning to stick with that original decision. Keep going on for the Lord by the grace and help of God. I want us to go to Acts 20, and read verse number 24 this morning. We're encouraged to know that God, whatever he wants us to do, that he enables us to do by his grace and help and mercy, if we are willing to go all the way with the Lord. Amen. Acts 20, verse number 24. You beat me there. Go ahead and read it, please.
But none of these things move me.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Amen. And so here it says, none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. Think about this when we're talking about being steadfast and being unmovable. All right? This is a brother that went through many things, did he not? But he said that my goal and my aim and my purpose is to please God in this life. And so these things that happen to me, they're not going to move me. They're not going to change me. They're not going to take away the original goal that I had to be pleasing and honoring unto God. I want to encourage you this morning. You may be going through something. You may be discouraged by the prosperity of the wicked. You may have some situations and circumstances finances that you don't particularly appreciate. Don't let those things move you. Don't let those things cause you to lose your original goal and aim in life. Be encouraged to know that God is going to see you through these trials. These trials and tests of life are just temporary. They're just a time and a period. But we're going to go all the way on for the Lord. And if we don't get the blessing in this life, we'll get it on over in glory. Praise God this morning. God is wanting us to be faithful and true. He wants us to be strong in Him. But we've got to do that by being relying on the Lord in these difficulties of life. He says, none of these things, they're not going to move me. I don't count my life dear unto myself. Listen, this life is just something that God gave us to glorify Him with. All right? If we do that, then we get a whole nother life in eternity. So we got to realize that this ain't the end all be all in this deal. We're trying to make heaven our home, and we're trying to be what God would have us to be in the meantime. He said, I count not my life dear unto myself so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry. I want to encourage you this morning to be joy in the Lord. There is joy in the Lord. Be joyful in the Lord. And don't let the enemy take that from you. He wants to take your joy. Wants to take your peace. Bible says this. He says not only, Jesus says, my peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So you have to understand, He's given us His peace. The peace that passes all understanding. And so it's not dependent on the circumstance and the situation. God's peace don't depend on that. I can have peace and joy in the worst of trials. I can be like Paul and Silas and be singing in jail, in shackles, in the middle of the jail, just in case. And be singing to and giving praise unto God. And what did God do? You understand? God's able to do it by the grace and help of God. He loves us and He cares for us. May God help us in this life to go on for the Lord, all right? All right. We refuse to change when it comes to our love for God and our desire to serve and please Him. All right? How about you? How about me? Do we have this mindset already? Have we armed ourselves with this mindset to be steadfast and unmovable? Or is the enemy slowly but surely chipping away at our resolve, at our confidence? Remember, the Bible says to keep our confidence in God, our faith and our trust in God. He's wanting to unseat that confidence. He's wanting to cause harm to that. And so we have to redouble our efforts to please the Lord, to be consistent in living for the Lord. May God help us this morning. All right, so I want to say something right here. I want you to take a special notice if you can. The same things that will drive you away from God can be the same things that draw you closer to God. The same things that will uproot you and cause you to go away from God can be the same things that will cause those roots to go even deeper in the Lord. We're all going to go through some things, but I've got to be willing to be willing to go through on God's terms. These things will either make us stronger or they'll make us weaker, depending on what we want to do. Lord, I want to please You. Lord, I want to be Your child. I want to be what You'd have me to be. But these trials and these tests, they're getting difficult, Lord. What do we do in these situations? What do we do? Take our ball and go home? What we do? Lord, help. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. You said You're my refuge and my strength. You said You're my very present help in trouble. I'm in trouble, Lord. You know about this trial. You know about this difficulty. You knew about it before it even happened. And Lord, You allowed me to go through it anyway. Do You know that the three Hebrew children, if God didn't want them going through that furnace, they wouldn't have went through the furnace? He did something about the furnace before they got to it. But God let them go through it anyway, didn't He? So that's the same way with us. We're going to go through some things. It's going to be things that bother us, things that we don't like, things that are difficult to us. But God allowed it. Do you understand that God allowed it? And it's for our good. All things do what? Work together for good. To who? them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. So I have the ability in this trial, in this test, to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I am redoubling my efforts. I want to serve you even more now, but I need your help, Lord. I need your help. Because this is the furnace is hot. It is difficult what I'm going through. I'm encouraging you this morning. I want to encourage you this morning to be honest with the Lord. It is hot. It is difficult, Lord. We'll acknowledge that. But your grace is sufficient for me, Lord. You said my strength is made perfect in my weakness. And so your strength is made perfect in me, in my weakness. So in this trial, in this test, in this difficulty, I need your help, Lord. I need your help. And God's able to do it, and he wants to do it. He'll help us to be steadfast. He'll help us to be unmovable. I want to encourage you this morning to do that by the grace and help of God, and God can help you to do it. Amen. Zeal. I thought about zeal. Zeal is enthusiasm. And that last verse talked about joy as well. You know, there's a... Lord, help us. We don't want to misrepresent God, okay? If God is good, then he is good, isn't he?
Yeah, amen.
But if I'm walking around telling everybody about my problems and all, look, devil's beating me up every second and I can't get a win, is that representing Christ properly?
No.
I can't barely make it to church. I can't barely testify. I can't barely do any of the things that God is requiring of me. Is he good or is he not good?
Yeah.
Is he good or is he not good? If he's good, then why am I so beat down about it?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the enemy is trying to do that to you and to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm encouraging you, don't let him do that.
Amen.
You don't have to let him beat you. You know when you're a child of God, you don't have to let the devil beat you up.
That's right.
You can keep your zeal and your joy and your enthusiasm. You can have all of that and more no matter what the situation may be.
Yeah.
Don't let him do it. I'm telling you right now, don't let him do it. Lord, I'm losing steam here. I need you to give me a little more steam.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, if you ain't gonna amen it, I'm gonna amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Because God can do it.
Yeah.
He can do it for us. And so what I'm saying is, it's not wrong to feel that way.
Right.
It's not wrong to be low in spirits. But I'm saying, don't stay there. The Bible is saying, don't stay there. There's something better for you.
Right.
And God has that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to be beat down because of the difficulties of life.
Yeah.
We're going to praise him anyhow.
Yeah.
We're going to love him anyhow. And we're going to make heaven anyway and anyhow by the grace and help of God. That's what we've come to do. We've come to please the Lord. We've come to live for the Lord. And we're not going to let the enemy beat us down. In this scripture that we read previously, 1 Corinthians 15 and 58, let's go back to that scripture. I want you to take a note of a few more things that we have here. This scripture is giving us instruction on how to do some things by the help of the Lord. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmoved. We talked about that. It says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Abounding means to exist in abundance, to increase. All right. And so what I want you to know is, and Brother Tavis, I believe, mentioned something about this not too long ago. There's plenty of work to go around.
Yeah.
Huh? There's plenty of work to do for the Lord. And so what our job is to get in the gates. And once we're in the gates, let the Lord ready us for what it is that he wants us to do.
Yeah.
And then be looking for opportunities to help some kind of way. All right? Because, see, the problem ain't always going to come find you. Sometimes it does. But you and I, we are supposed to be what? Fishers of men. All right? So we're supposed to be up and about our Father's business and our Father's duty. And so, therefore, we're going out and we're looking for an opportunity to point some soul to the world above. Every hour of the passing day, let me do some deed of love. That's our job, right? So when you have this mindset, there'll be no shortage of opportunity. But if we're not, we've allowed the enemy to steal from us and take from us our zeal and our enthusiasm, our desire. Remember when you first got saved? What was that like? You wanted everybody to be saved. You became an instant preacher.
Amen.
When I got saved, I'm preaching at everybody. They like, boy, you better just keep your salvation. Preaching at us, we know what you was a week ago. You better hold on is what you need to do. And they was right. But I knew that it was good. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in. You know, when you get something good like that and you find out it's really real and it really works, well, you want somebody else to know about it. Do we still have that zeal? Do we still have that desire by the help of the Lord? If we haven't, then Lord, help us to get that back. Get that back. I don't know what I can do for the Lord. I promise you, if you are looking for it, you will find an opportunity to be a blessing and to be a help. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long you've been saved. All right? The devil doesn't want that, but we want God's truth and his gospel and his word to go forth and to be a blessing and a help, because we got a whole world literally of people that are in need. May God help us this morning. Yeah. Somebody go with me to John 14 and 27. And let's read that and see what that says for us. Go ahead and read it for me. If you beat me there, would you please? John 14, verse number 27, please.
Peace I leave with you.
All right.
My peace I give unto you.
All right.
Not as the world giveth.
All right.
Unto you.
All right.
Let not your heart be troubled.
All right. All right. We had to read that because I butchered it. But we want to make sure that we understand that God has peace in these difficult times for us. I want to encourage you in that way. I just want to get that in there because I butchered it when I was trying to quote it. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now I want to pause here. We're going right back to 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. And I want to look at that last portion of that scripture, that very last portion of that scripture, because there's something important that we don't want to miss. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 58, it says here, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So we got the steadfast, we got the unmovable, and then we got the abounding in the work of the Lord. And then I want you to pay special attention to the last portion of this verse. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
All right? Get a hold of that. I don't care if you've been saved 1 minute. You matter. You matter and you count. Because what you have done is you have aligned yourself with what is right and what is good. So the enemy hates that. Have you ever noticed that when you first get saved, those that have been saved for some time, the first thing the enemy try to do is try to convince you that you're not saved? Why does he do that? He knows you matter. He knows you count. And so if he can get you to believe that lie, that you're not even saved, then you'll go back into sin because he tricked you into it.
Right?
Because he knows that. Now, you come under the umbrella as a child of God. Your prayers take on a new tone and a new weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We talked about Zacchaeus this morning. Something happened to him once he gave his heart to the Lord. Yeah. And so what that does is, there has to be an explanation as to why this change is taking place. The devil knows that, right? And he knows that any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He knows things are going to begin to change.
Yeah, right.
Those lies I used to tell, I don't tell them anymore. I don't have no need to lie. I can tell the truth by the help of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, people know you as a liar. They're going to notice that difference, that change. And they know, you know, the world knows that you ain't going to change unless God get a hold. Do you know that people know that?
Mm-hmm.
People know that you are not going to change unless God get a hold to you.
Right.
And so they're watching you.
Yes.
And they're looking and they're seeing that change that is taking place.
Yes.
And so you matter and you count. Don't you let the devil tell you anything different.
Right.
Your labor is not in vain.
Thank you, Lord.
Your walk with the Lord, however insignificant you may think and feel of yourself, you are of utmost importance in the kingdom of God.
Yes, right.
That's right.
Yes.
Because you matter to God.
Yes. Thank you.
And because he's going to make you into something that he can use.
Yes.
And it's going to matter whether you see that change or you don't.
Right.
God is doing something in and through you.
Yes.
All right? And so you stick with the Lord this evening, this morning. Excuse me. Unwavering. Being constant by the help of the Lord. Somebody go with me to 2 Samuel 22. We're going to read verses 2 and 3 by the help of the Lord. I'm trying to make sure that I don't take too much time. But I want to get to what the Lord gives me. And I want you to be encouraged this morning to know that God has something for us, and we gotta make sure that we get all of it by the help of the Lord.
Yeah.
2 Samuel 22, verses 2 and 3. If you have it, go ahead and read it for us, please.
And he said,
all right, he
Lord,
said,
my rock and my fortress,
all right,
and my deliverer,
all right,
the God of my rock, in him will I trust,
all right. All right.
My high tower and my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me from violence.
Amen. Listen, we can trust in the Lord.
Yes.
We can put our faith and our trust and our confidence in him. He's not going to fail us. All right? What the enemy wants to do is when you're in these types of situations, he wants you to begin to think of other solutions and other options. I want to encourage you this morning that is not the way to go. Be ye steadfast and unmovable. All right? Lord, I started with Jesus and I'm going through.
Yeah.
All right? I'm not going to. Many there are that started this race, but with the light, they refused to keep faith.
Right.
Others accepted because it was new, but not very many expect to go through. But I'm going through.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price. I'll pay the price. Whatever others do, I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I started with Jesus, and I'm going through. If Jesus is the one that saves us, then Jesus is going to be the one that keeps us, and he's going to be the one that we lean on to be our rock and our shelter and our refuge in these difficult times that we live in, because we do live in difficult times. But we don't have to be moved. We don't have to take on elements of the world. We don't have to let the enemy push us out of the spot that God gave us. We can stay right where God gave us our understanding, our belief. We can stay right there. I don't care who goes with it, who believes in it. We can stick with the Lord, and God will be faithful unto us. He's proven that time and time again. He'll do it with us if we will let him. I'm encouraging you this morning. Stick with the Lord. Stick with the fortress. Stick with the rock. Stick with the deliverer. Stick with the refuge. He's able to keep us in these difficult times. Keep a firm hold on God. He'll keep a hold on you. There's a song, and one of the verses of the song, it says, when I started long ago to trust Jesus, I was seeking for security. For I needed something steady to hold to. And what does it say after that? Thank the Lord. You hold on to Jesus and he hold on to you. The chorus says, I'll keep hold, holding on to Jesus. For no other friend so faithful could be. I'm going to keep hold, holding on to Jesus. For I know he's holding on to me. As you're holding on to Jesus, be encouraged to know he's going to hold on to you. You don't have to worry about being moved. Another song says, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. And so we have the ability to hold on to God and know that he's holding on to us. He's going to keep us steady. He's going to be our strength. He's going to renew our strength by the grace and by the help of God. Somebody turn with me. Almost finished here. I know you're surprised, but just keep praying for me. God gave this to me to be an encouragement to you. I hope that it encourages you this morning, that it emboldens you, that it strengthens you along the way. I know you're going through something. I'm going through something. But God is a faithful God, and He'll keep us from falling if we want to be kept. So stay with the Lord is my encouragement this morning. Hebrews 6, I want to read verse number 17 and verse number 18. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. All right, I want to talk to you a little bit about immutable. Immutable means unchanging. Yeah. Y'all remember that song, when the earth shall cease to be and the heavens pass away?
Yeah.
The unchanging word of God we'll see just as it is today. On the word of God,
yeah,
I calmly rest,
yeah,
sweet assurance in my breast,
right,
for I know it is His holy will, what?
Each
promise to fulfill. And so in this scripture is telling us He's not going to lie to us. The enemy is a liar. And sometimes when you've been beat up and out there in the world with the enemy so much, it's very hard to trust because you've been lied to so much. But I want to encourage you this morning. It says it's impossible for God to lie. He doesn't lie. He won't lie. You're not going to be the first person that He be dishonest with. He's not going to be dishonest with you and with me. All right, so you can put your trust and faith in Him. And then it says here in verse number 18, it says that two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay upon the hope set before us. I believe song number 198 was sung this morning. Would somebody please go to verse number 2 and read that for us, please? Song 198, verse number 2.
Blessed hope we have within us.
All right, hope we got within us. Anchor to the soul.
It is both steadfast and sure.
All right, steadfast and sure.
It is founded on the promises of God, yes, from our Father's written.
Amen.
And
amen. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us His Spirit. We want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away. It says that our hope is steadfast and sure. So when we put our hope and faith and trust in God, then we can know that we can be steadfast. We can be unmovable by the grace and help of God. God is going to take care of us, is what it's saying. Hebrews 3 in verse number 12 on down through verse number 14. What does it say?
Take heed, brethren.
Take heed, brethren.
Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief
in departing from the living God. Exhort one another. All right. All right. All right, so let's look at these three verses and take a quick look. It says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. In other words, hold fast. Don't let the enemy work on your faith and your trust and confidence in God. If you've been believing, keep on believing in God, because if you don't, you're going to be in some trouble here. But exhort one another. Verse number 13, we have an opportunity and a responsibility to encourage one another in the Lord. It seems like not a day goes by where you don't have an opportunity to encourage somebody in the Lord. Somebody's going through something. Somebody needs prayer. Somebody needs some uplift. Sometime you'll see where the enemy is trying to get in and trying to get them to get shaky and step back on the Lord. You can get right on in there and say, no, brother, no, sister, hang on, battle through. God's going to be with you. Don't go back on the Lord. Lord now. He's never failed you before. He's not going to fail you now. So our responsibility is to exhort one another, to encourage one another in the Lord. When we see somebody struggling in the way, lift them up, encourage them. And then what will happen if maybe down the road you might be in a place where you need some encouragement and they'll be there for you. Praise God. The 14th scripture of that chapter says, "For we are made partakers of Christ." So remember this. We're made partakers of Christ if we do what? Hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast almost to the end. Is that what it says? Oh, okay. My bad. That's not what it says. It says if we hold our confidence, we keep our faith in God steadfast, right? Not moving, not wavering, not allowing the enemy to knock us around. But if we hold on to the Lord steadfast until the end, then we are made partakers with Christ. What he got, we get by the grace and help of God. Praise God this morning. Last scripture this morning, I appreciate your time, your attention, and your prayers for me. I want to make heaven my home. I want to be pleasing unto the Lord. So I want to encourage you this morning to do the same. Put your faith and trust and confidence in God. Amen. Don't waver. Don't go away from the Lord because of the difficulties and the trials of life. 1 Peter 5 and 8 and verse number 9. We want to read those two scriptures. Somebody have it. Go ahead and read it for us, please. Very familiar scripture. Be sober.
Be vigilant.
All right, be vigilant.
Your adversary, the devil,
you have an enemy. All right. All right, pay special attention here on verse number 9.
Who resists steadfast.
Okay.
Faith,
all right.
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Praise God. All right, so what we got to do here is we got to know that we have an enemy, and we knew that already.
Yes.
It says be sober, all right, be aware of your surrounding, be watching where he may be coming from, be vigilant. You got an adversary, the devil. He's going about as a roaring lion. He's trying to see who he can take advantage of. When you and I, as children of God, we're paying attention to what's going on. We're watching, we're fighting, we're praying. We're concerned about the health of our soul. These are positions of safety. So when the enemy is coming, we won't let him get us because we know where he's coming from, and we'll go to our refuge. Yeah. We'll go to our place of strength, and we'll be able to fight him off. All right, but it also says in verse number 9, it says, whom resists what?
Steadfast.
Now, the enemy gets a lot of people on this one, so I want you to pay attention if you didn't already know. What he does, we'll read that scripture, and sometimes we'll gloss over the steadfast portion. So what happens is the enemy comes, and you tell him, no, not going to do that.
Right.
And then he goes away, and then he comes back again. And if it takes 5, if it takes 10, 15, or 1,000, he doesn't care.
Right?
Yes.
And
so when you and I are fighting the enemy of all souls, we got to resist steadfast in the faith.
Yeah.
And what that means is, when my daddy was about my height, and he didn't play no games whatsoever. If he said no, that's exactly what it meant. And so I might come today, Daddy, will you please, this, that, the third, before I even get to will you please, if I had been doing right, the no is already coming. The no, I think the no was were already on his tongue before I, Lord help us. When I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, the no is already on the way.
Right.
Do what you're supposed to do and then go see your dad.
Right.
Or just go see your mama. You might can get it that way. Huh? All right, well, in the same way, when the enemy comes, we have to say no to the enemy and mean it.
Yeah.
In the Bible, the song says, in Jesus' name, resist him.
Yeah.
And so I can put up a strong resistance against the enemy when I'm living right and when I'm relying on the Lord and my desire is to please the Lord.
Right.
And when I tell him no, he'll know it means no.
Yeah.
He'll know it means no. He got to go try somebody else. And if he come back, that same no he got the first time, he going to get that and more of it.
Yes.
Go away. We don't want anything to do with you.
Amen.
All right? So resist steadfast. This is how you're going to make heaven.
Yes.
Because the enemy, as long as we're breathing and living, he's going to be trying to come against you and I. He doesn't care if it takes him a 50, 100 years. He don't care.
Yeah.
And so you and I have to have it in our hearts and in our minds. We're going to be steadfast. Yeah. We're going to be unmovable. We're going to abound in the work of the Lord. And we're going to remember that our work is not in vain by the grace and help of God. I appreciate your time, your attention, and your prayers for me. My goal and my desire is to please the Lord.
Amen.
Want to make heaven my home, want you to do the same. And so you pray for me, and I will be praying for you. Thank you.